Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. And we're live in Studio A right now during the Global Village with local musician Jared Mahone. Welcome.
Hello there.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
And he's got the new CD out called Mixtape. It's the follow-up to his solo release. He's now out doing stuff, well, recordings with the band, but you're also obviously still doing some solo stuff. And we'll talk with Jared after he starts us off with this first song. What are you going to do?
It's a song called California.
It's a crowded room, but it's the only place I've made my bed. I can work it out. It's not like I'm about to lose my head. I'm lying in it now. If I could have had just a little more time with you, I'd have begged you to stay. But he took you away to California, away. California, away. Oh, now I'm hoping to stay. California, away from me. Oh, oh, West Avenue. The best that I can do for now. There's no Wilson in the one, no sin, and there's no sun. That's not enough. Somehow I'm talking to myself. If I could have had just a little more time with you, I'd have begged you to stay. But he took you away to California. Just pick up the phone and sail across the way and say the words to find. But I can't stop wasting time on words to save my pride. If I could have had just a little more time with you, I'd have begged you to stay. But he took you away. Took you away to California, away. California, away. Oh, now I'm hoping you stay.
Nice. Local musician Jared Mahone live from Studio A today with a track called California. It's off the new CD Mixtape, and you just put this one out recently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, October 20-something, 23rd, we released it, yeah.
And so now you're doing quite a few shows. Well, you've been doing quite a few shows for a couple years now,
I've been playing full-time for the last 7 years,
all right.
Based out of this city, and I love it. It's my hometown.
So you are originally from Columbus.
I grew up here. I was born in Elgin, just outside of Chicago, but that was about 18 months of my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you said you returned here, so you were gone for a little bit, or no?
No, I'm gone and back.
Touring.
On touring,
okay.
Yeah. But this is my hub, yeah.
All right. Well, and Jared will perform tonight with the Columbus Songwriter Sessions 2012, a true listening environment to highlight amazing songwriters, just as Jared Mahone joining us today. And RJ Cattery will be there, Aaron Lee Tazjan as well. And so mixtape, you had a solo release before this called... What was it called? That cityscape?
Well, it's kind of all a solo release. I mean, I started playing open mic nights in the city by myself and just kind of built a band from there. I mean, that cityscape was a full band release, although
okay.
It was kind of an assembly of a band in the studio that then later became the band that we played without live. And really the band that I play with now is an extension of that project. So it's under my name. It's under my name is the brand, I guess, but it really has always been kind of this solo / full band project. I really love playing with a band.
Yeah,
I guess I really like playing by myself too. in the sense of like being able to be more intimate, explain the songs a little bit. Maybe that's a little bit of, you know, just self-absorption, but I like that idea. I mean, I like the environment where we can just make people dance. That's one mm-hmm. thing, but I also like the idea of the environment to that I can explain the songs, you
right,
know.
The flip side of it. And well, that's great. And we're glad that you're sharing those with us today. And we'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song that Jared's going to do with us. And the musicians on the CD are the band that you normally play with?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Anybody want to share with our friends and family out there that might know who you're talking about?
Yeah. Travis Laws played drums on this. He's kind of a newer guy to our full band thing. JP Scott played on the old record, played on this record. Jeff Arsman is my best friend, been playing together since I started. And then my brother-in-law, Matt Holly, who is an amazing graphic design artist in the city, plays in the band also and does all of our stuff. Like the whole brand of our band is Matt. So I'm the audio, he's the visual, we always say that. And then Donnell Phillips, who's this kind of genius savant keyboard player, bass player, drummer. I mean, he's everything. He's a whole band in and of himself. But it's the six of us that created the initial tracks, and then some artists instrumentalists that we asked to kind of jump in on the project, on this project specifically. Some of my idols, even Kevin Oliver from Hoodoo Soul Band, Kevin Sweeney, who's a fantastic professional keyboard player around town. Yeah. Andy Harrison, who's out with Bob Seger and Sheryl Crow and that.
Yeah.
And just these amazing players. The producer of the record, who's Jerry DiPizzo from the band OAR, he and the horn section that plays with OAR came and played on the record because he was producing, and they call themselves Triple Dip, which is Evan Oberla and John Lampley, who are guys that get around town and pretty cool guys.
Yep. Good stuff. Yep. It's Jared Mahone live from Studio A. The new CD is called Mixtape. I'm sure it'll be available at the show tonight.
Yes.
Over at the Columbus Songwriter Sessions 2012. And again, we'll do that ticket giveaway after this next song. Is this one off the latest release or something different?
No, yeah, this is called From Joe to Betsy.
All right.
River is my hometown. It's the place where I settled down. It's all I've ever known. From the hollow to the hills, where the whole of my soul is still. Wonderful. This house is empty now. And I eat my daily bread. All is calm and yet somehow your laughter fills my head. If only a dream, I pray, Lord, don't let me wake. It's the place where we laid you down. But I am not alone. Hear the hollow in the hills. They echo your laughter still. You're wild and wonderful.
Great one live from Studio A with Jared Mahone. That was From Joe to Betsy. It's on the new studio album Mixtape. But what else is happening over the holidays? Are you going to be playing around town too? Do you want to tell us a little bit more about any other shows you've got coming up, or are you just settled for
just those shows? I got a tour here happening in December, out to the East Coast and back. But
nice.
Other than that, we're taking it kind of easy and really kind of ramping up for promoting this record pretty hard in the new year, in the spring. Touring really crazy, doing colleges, and which is kind of what I do also, but doing venues, kind of sprinkled in between there. But yeah, so we're kind of taking it easy for the holidays and really kind of ramping up for some pretty hard touring in the spring.
Getting back out there in the new year. And well, congratulations on this wonderful new
Thank
release.
You very
it's
much.
It's really awesome. And well, tell us a little bit about when the guitar playing started for you. Was that your first instrument?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a really musical family and grew up singing, and that was kind of my instrument, if you can call it an instrument, which we did.
Well, yeah.
That was the thing that I trained myself on the most. But when I got to college, it's like everybody had an acoustic guitar, and dudes, you know, would have like four in their room, and I didn't have one, and so I would just walk around and steal guitars as much as I could, and borrow them until they asked for them back, and just kind of taught myself, picked off of people that I thought played well, and it really came out of an extension of I wrote songs when I was younger, but I always had a musical family, people in my family to help me kind of realize those songs. About 18 or 19, my uncles that I used to write with moved. Both of them kind of moved out of the state. So I didn't really have anybody to write with. So I had to kind of invent for myself a way to get a song further than just my voice. Mm. And guitar seemed like the easiest thing to pick up, or at least the thing that was most readily available. And the easiest thing, obviously, to kind of take with me. A piano is a little hard to stick in a trailer.
Travel with, yeah. The little Peanuts.
Yeah.
Piano, Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Schroeder.
Yeah, thank
right.
you. Well, thank you for being here today and sharing your stories with us, Jared. And what are you going to do?
This is called Come Find You.
Falling in and out again. Just a dream. If you're losing it too, I hope you come find me. And I will talk to you slowly, knowing this is all pretend. Talk to you slowly, burning up the night again. help me up and let me down. Seems too soon, but it's over. Find you.